Antagonistic Radio. Tonight's guest is underground rapper K-Reno. We'll be covering a few topics heavily, like politics, religion, and his new album, Therapy. Welcome to the show, K. How are you this Saturday?
I'm good.
Thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm not real familiar with your music, actually. Enlighten our listeners on who you are.
Gladly, G. Well, I started writing lyrics back in 83. Doing it as a hobby long before it started paying me. The neighborhood where we hang, we rapped and let the beats bang.
And what is SPC? Is that some kind of street gang?
Nah, man, we ain't no gang. We just a rap group.
So if I got loud and pushed you,
I'd probably slap
so
you.
So you condone violence?
Depends on the scenario. Mainly self-defense, disrespect, that's anywhere you go. But on the cool, why you asking silly questions, dude?
I'm just trying to get an understanding.
But your questions are rude.
I know that alcohol and drugs rappers use a lot. How many times have you been shot?
What?
How many tattoos you got?
Neither one, all that stuff is a stereotype. False media hype made for tricking and scaring your wife.
You say it's hype, but I have to disagree with you. How come you rappers always blame your image on the media?
Well, the things that they let people know go much deeper, bro. They only show the bad side with a motive to deceive the whole. Lies and propaganda feed the soul and folks believe what's told. But how many TV and radio networks do we control?
Now you blame the corporate powers. Wow, that seems absurd.
Damn straight, they the ones who dictate what's seen and heard.
Let me apologize to listeners hearing these lies. I get it, you must be one of those conspiracy guys who think the government's the reason streets are filled with crack. They plotted war to steal Iraq and police wanna kill the blacks.
That was good, you made my job easy, that was real exact.
But everything you trying to joke about can be revealed with facts. A million stats, yeah, the system's still running scams while we sit at home watching Mari and Bill Cunningham. I represent the media, allow me to respond.
Man, you host a little radio show, you just a peon. A feed of fish in a large pond trying to copy them. Wishing you could be on CNN with O'Reilly now.
So what about the black on black crime, the disunity, the sex and drugs you rappers like to glorify musically?
Well, it's a lot of rap songs that I don't condone.
That's what you say, but you got some dirty songs of your own.
Yeah, I made a lot of bad songs back in the day. Now I watch what I say, cause it ain't wise to be rapping that way. But while you thinking you revealing something major, you looking like a fool. My fans know my whole history, player. I seen and done it all, the good, bad, the ugly. So I rap about my flaws to help others, that's why they love me.
Well, I hear you, okay, but on another note, you seem to be dissatisfied with government. Do you vote?
Vote for what? Vote for who? Be for real, though I wouldn't discourage nobody from voting if that's how they feel. If that's your choice, make it happen. I ain't stopping you, do it because it reflects your best interest, not because it's popular.
Can we talk about racism?
Yeah, let's get it popping, dummy.
Your lyrics spew a lot of Nation of Islam doctrine.
Yeah, and that's the reason clowns like you can't dispute me.
Do you endorse Minister Farrakhan?
Absolutely. Anything that he speaks, he drops the proof on him. The government just mad because he tells the truth on him. You talking crazy, G, it's nothing you could say to me. The black man been mentally broken down since slavery.
There you go, blaming whitey for the Negro situation when you spend your whole lives on welfare and probation. Won't you go to college and get a real education?
Because we've been bled enough by this wicked-ass nation.
Next, blah, blah, well, back to the music.
Cool, and my album's not called Therapy, dude, it's therapeutic. It just dropped, if y'all want one, holler.
Hey, let's go to the phone lines and take a few callers.
Caller, you're on the air.
Okay, what's going on, man?
I'm good.
I just want to say I appreciate what you're saying.
Thanks, fam.
The host is a snake, though. He out of line. Keep on checking that fool.
Nope, it looks like we're out of time. But one more question, one more thing. You seem to have a negative view of the mainstream. Yep. I just want to know what started it. Let's get to the heart of it. I think that you're upset because you wish you were a part of it.
Wish I was a part of it? You gotta be joking. Why the hell I want to rap about strip clubs smoking, selling dope and leading folks to addiction and prison, representing satanic Illuminati symbolism for some money.
So you're saying if it came down to it, $1 million for a beer commercial?
Nope, I wouldn't do it. See, oh, the entertainment industry's filthy, from music to cinema. All of them guilty.
All of them. Guilty of what? Giving you thugs a deal?
Making us glorify that nonsense instead of what's real. Feeding trash to the world.
Which ones are you talking about?
Warner Brothers, Columbia, Sony, and Paramount, Fox, Walt Disney, MGM, Universal.
Okay, this interview's over. Let's go to a commercial.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.